Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your host, Elder and Evangelist White. Please go with us in a word of prayer. Dear God, thank you for allowing us to live to see another day. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I ask that you touch each person under the sound of our voice, release blessings upon blessings. I thank you in advance, God, for this right now word. We give you glory, honor, and praise. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Elder White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How you doing today?
Sir, I am blessed, highly favored, on top, and still rising.
Amen. You're looking real good this morning.
Thank you, Elder.
You look like the anointing is all over you.
Yes, yes, Lord.
You're just ready to go.
Amen. How are you?
I'm blessed.
All right.
I can't complain even if I try.
Amen, Elder. Now, God has given us an amazing word this morning. Get ready. Get set, go.
Amen.
And the subtopic, do you really know the season you were in? Now, Elder, I know usually when we do the talk show, it's a lot of teaching. You know, our words, our voices, you know, we just kind of very much. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to preach this. It's a message. I want to give a breakdown, and then I want you to jump in. Now, we have four seasons in the natural, because, see, the subtopic says, do you really know the season you are in? The four seasons in the natural is the winter, the spring, the summer, and the fall. Now, the revelation that God gave me is the four seasons in the spirit. There is a season of sitting, a season of standing, a season of walking, and a season of running. See, Elder, I'm about to run right now because, see, what's done happened is a lot of people never went to the sitting stage. Mm-hmm. You know, as a teacher, I used to have my students sit at their desk or sit on the floor, and they knew they were about to be taught. And they could not get up from their seat until they got the lesson and they understood what was going to go on for the day. Well, every school you look at, every level, Elder, from kindergarten on up, all the way up in college, it requires for the student to sit. And then there's only one teacher teaching. So when you are sitting, that means you are in a season of learning. This is usually where the babes are. I got some to say they ain't babes no more, but I need you to go back and sit down because you missed some things. Amen, Elder?
Amen. And can I?
Yes, you sir.
Know, and a lot of times it deals with the mind.
Yes.
When we talk about this, we're talking about the preparation of you being able to control your mind. See, in this thing, that there are things that we have responsibility to do.
Yes.
You know, after doing all that you can do to stand, I have a responsibility to make sure that I am disciplined enough. See, don't you just hate it because you've been a teacher?
Yes.
Didn't you just hate it when you're trying to teach a class and you're disrupted by an unruly child, a child that could not sit down?
Yes.
You know, and then you got to call his mother and send him on home, and you understand, or put them in timeout.
Yes,
and, you know,
yes.
You got Christians like that.
Okay.
You got Christians that don't have enough mental control of their mind when they should be focused on God. That's why they never move to the stage of get ready. You understand? They get set.
Yes.
They can't get set because they don't understand how to get ready.
Elder, stay right there for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like I have some book scholars, so they want us to have the word first. So let me take them to a scripture.
Let's do that.
Okay. Amen. So Luke 10:39 says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. So there is a time when we have to sit, Elder,
mm-hmm.
to be able to see. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. What God is saying is, there's four seasons in our even in our spiritual walk, and we're gonna get to the go. But before we get to the go, Elder, there is a sitting stage, and the sitting requires you to sit and be disciplined so that you can learn what the teacher is trying to teach you. Oh, when you sit, though, you have to have a teachable spirit. You cannot think that you've arrived and you want to get up from sitting and go all the way to teaching. Okay, and so I'm just going to go a little bit to give them a little bit. So we're sitting now, and sitting sometimes, it depends on how much you are willing to give in and put into God. So sometimes your sitting season can be a year, 2 years, 10 years, depending on how disciplined you are to be understanding to get this word. And then when we stand, Elder White, now I'm thinking in a sense of when a baby is standing after they done sat for a long time. When they're standing, their legs, they're realizing, oh boy, now I got to distribute my weight on every side, so I'm standing. So I may be a little bit wobbly, but standing does not mean you are walking. It means that you are standing on some word that God has already given. And after you stand, then you can start walking in the word of God. And walking is not running. Walking means that I got some scriptures and I know my foundation and I'm trying to walk this spiritual walk and be obedient to God. And then, Elder White, once you've become seasoned, mature, then you can start running. But I need you to run your race. I need you to stay in your lane. And so that's why we have a season of sitting, standing, walking, and running. So, Elder, I know that God is dealing with you on this, so I need you to step in right now because we're going to deal with the sitting stage.
Amen. You know, when you was talking and when you was dealing with the sitting stage, you know, the first thing that came to my mind when you have to realize that you have to be taught.
Mm.
I remember the scriptures that says faith cometh by hearing.
Yes.
You know, the first thing you got to do is sit down so that you can hear. Faith
yes.
cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
Now, when I was a soldier,
yes.
the first thing we had to do was go through basic training.
Mm.
There's a basic training, and this is the basic training that every soldier was required to have.
Amen.
It did not matter what your profession was.
Mm.
It did not matter what your calling was.
Jesus.
It did not matter, you know, what gift you had operating. There are basics that
yes.
you got to have in order to get into a position of standing and running.
Mm.
You got to know the basic soldiering techniques.
Come on, Elder.
And the problem is that we have leaders,
oh,
you understand,
Jesus.
That are not being effective in ensuring that these babes are getting the basic principles of Christianity that they suppose to have.
Why is that?
Well, the reason that is because a lot of these babies have a lot of gifts and a lot of things that they see.
Yes.
And rather than give them the basics, they rather exploit the gift.
Come on.
They rather exploit their calling,
Jesus.
And get them to go in a concepted stage of
Jesus.
Moving forward. They're not ready.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm.
And we don't have, see, they're not ready.
Come
ready?
On. Come
get
on.
Ready. And they're not ready.
Amen.
You see, and you know that they're not ready.
Yes.
If you are a qualified leader,
yes.
and you have been through these stages. See, when I was a drill sergeant
Come
in the
on.
Military,
Preach.
I had to go through.
Yes.
Our school was going through the same thing that a basic trainee would go through.
Yes.
And we had to know what was required to train them.
That's right.
So they were hard on us.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Because we are going to go out there and train these babies.
That's right.
On how to be converted from a civilian to a soldier.
Amen.
And see, we got mm. folks that are still sinners that have not been that had not been converted from sinner to a Christian.
Ooh, my Lord, Lord.
And so therefore we launch them out there and we tell them that they're ready and they're not.
Mm. Elder, let me put a pause. I like what you just said. And that goes into what God was saying. Every season has a preparation and a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so preparation, out of the Webster Dictionary, means the action of process of making ready or being made ready for use or consideration. And then purpose means the reason for which something is done or created for which something exists. So what I'm trying to get the people to understand is just because you've been in church for 10 years does not mean you are ready to run. That's probably why you keep going through some same things, because you did not do the preparation and getting ready. Sitting requires, Elder White, to listen. God gave man two ears, one mouth. He intended for man to listen more than he speaks. But sometimes, because we think we have arrived, or because we think we are much older, so because we're older, we got to have wisdom. Friends, wisdom comes from on high. It comes from God. It is a gift. You know, and sometimes in the natural, it has a lot to do with experience. But we're talking in the spiritual sense,
in the spirit,
Elder.
That's right.
So when you're sitting, okay, I'm going to act like a babe in Christ. So I'm coming to church for the first time. And my sitting, there should be some teaching that the pastor is giving. And some of that teaching, okay, but I'm coming with my short skirt and my stuff is a little hanging out because I used to be in a club. So don't judge me. I'm coming. And you know what? We are not to judge. They are to come as they are. You're just not going to stay that way. See, after a while, when you sit and you get taught the word, the Holy Ghost starts convicting. You know, there we raise our hand and say, you accept Lord as Jesus Christ, and then we think that that's it. But you have to be born again too. But see, because people did not sit long enough, they missed that class. So all they did is went from straight, I'm saved, I believe in God, and then they started to stand. But they could not stand against the wiles of the devil. They could not stand when it came, when tests came and tried to knock them off their feet, because they were a little wobbly. But the only thing about wobbly, Elder White, when you're standing, is it always puts you right back in the position of sitting. So all you got to do is sit, and when you feel ready enough again, you start standing. And when your legs feel strong again, you start putting your balance. It's all a process for a preparation for, like you said, about getting ready. So, Elder, let me ask you a question. How come so many Christians go from sitting to running?
Well, because we're not spiritually minded. Mm. You know, when we, you know, that's, you know, keeping in also in perspective with everything that you're saying, I think it's important that everybody know that we're talking about a spiritual mindset.
Spiritual.
When we talk about, we're giving natural illustrations of a spiritual revelation.
Yes.
Because God is a spirit.
That's right.
And we who worship him must worship him in spirit and
in truth. Amen.
And the reason, and to answer that question, is because there's a lot of things that is happening that God is saying that is going to happen.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's a lot of things going on that if you're not able to spiritually discern what is going on, you're going to miss it.
Jesus.
You're going to miss what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't lay on the excuse of ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lay on anything outside of what God is saying is going to happen as an excuse. You cannot use anything as an excuse. So there's a second coming that we all are expecting to happen. Jesus spoke about this in the 24th chapter of Matthew.
Yes.
He began to talk about the last days and the end of times, and he was talking about being able to watch and pray and be ready for in the hour that you think it not, the Son of Man is coming back.
Jesus.
You see, this thing is about being sensitive to God. It's about the winds. You know, the Bible says the wind bloweth where it listeth.
Yes.
You hear the sound thereof, but you know if not where it cometh from, because it's about discernment.
Yes.
It's about discernment.
Elder, I like that. You know, as you were talking, I was saying, wow, you know, in the natural, when it's a season for winter, everybody puts on their winter clothes. When it's a season for spring, we start taking the layers of the winter clothes off. When it becomes a season for summer, we put on our summer clothes. And when it comes season for fall, we go in between. It's still a little warm out, but it's starting to get a little cool. So if we in our natural mind got sense enough to know what season in the natural and what armor to put on, how come in the spirit we are not putting the armor of the correctness on of God?
Can I read this
yes,
scripture?
Yes, sir.
And this scripture will also add to what you're saying.
Amen.
When Jesus was dealing with a question, the Pharisees in Matthew, the 16th chapter, the Pharisees in the first verse, it says the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
Mm.
Mm. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering, O ye hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed.
Jesus.
See, we can discern the skies in the evening. We can look and tell when it's going to be good and fair weather. But because we are not spiritually minded, we cannot discern the times.
Mm.
And then in Acts, remember when Jesus told the disciples, it is not for you to know the times or seasons,
that's right,
which is in my own power.
Yes.
But once you receive the Holy Ghost,
yes,
you will receive power.
Yes.
You see, and without the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be equipped to be able to deal with. You're not going to be able to deal with the times that you're living in because you don't know what you're in.
And you know what, Elder? I'm just, woo, that's good. I want everyone who is listening, get you a real Bible teaching church with leadership that will not compromise. Yes, I'm directing forward, but there is a reason. Your soul is at stake. When you said what you said, Elder, I was saying, how is a babe even supposed to understand a lot of what you're speaking about if they're not getting it taught properly? And the reason they're not getting it taught properly is because a lot of leaders should be sitting down. I said it. We should be sitting down. Sitting down is also a sign of humility. I don't know everything, but I do know some things. And I know when God is saying certain things, especially to the body of Christ, and God is requiring, like never before, that we really mind our own business and we tend to our own house, and not just the natural, but the spiritual house. What is the condition of your home? What is dwelling in there? Does it have free reign for God? Can he come and sit with you? Will you sit at his feet? Do you have a teachable spirit? Do you understand why just being saved is not enough and you have to be born again? There's an understanding of clarity that people need, but if we don't teach them this and we just teach about tithes and offering and we just teach about, you know, all these other things, but we don't teach them about the basics. Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving earth. So, Elder, Uncle Sam wasn't the only one who had an army to do basic training. God does, too.
He started it.
Okay, okay.
You know, he's the one evangelist that started it. But what's the first step? You know, what is, you know, for a Christian today or for anybody today, what is that first step that we get to a process or get to a place where we realize, you know, I'm number one, I have to admit that I'm not ready.
Yeah.
I think the key is for every babe or every beginner to really get this thing,
yes,
is to understand and be truthful with yourself and,
amen,
say, I am not ready.
Amen.
When I look at the decisions and the choices that I made in life, when I look at where I am in life, when I can truly say that I am not where I should be,
yes,
thank God I'm not where I used to be.
Amen.
But I acknowledge that, you know, I have lack and,
yes,
that there is void and there's something that, you know, that is missing,
yes,
and there's something that I always need. And even when I get that, you see what I'm saying? Even,
yes,
when I get to that place, I realize that I have to keep this place.
Amen.
I have to always keep myself disciplined enough to hear the voice of God.
And, you know, Elder, what you just said about the basics, you know, it just like in school, you know, I know sometimes some teachers do it, but the ones that are really there for the students and teaching them, you're not going to pass that grade until you pass certain tests. And so one of the things is the tests that keep coming your way. You know, it could be a financial test. It could be your mouth. You know, it could be so many different things. But I believe that what's happening is sometimes we are overfeeding And the people have not even been able to swallow on just the regular. They don't understand. It's just like some teachers just go ahead and pass the kid on, and then you're like, what's going on? How come you don't understand this?
And that's what I used to love about private schools.
Yes.
You know, I had Demel in a private school,
uh-huh.
and the private schools, they really took the time to deal with it. If you was in the 10th grade but you was on a 7th grade math, you're going to continue in that 7th grade math until you came up.
They wasn't
going to just pass you through.
Yes.
And I said that to say this, it's about the heart.
That's right.
Sometimes it's not with the teacher, it's not about the curriculum, but being able to see that, you know what, this particular student has a learning disability,
yes.
or has something that's stopping them,
yes.
and I want to get to that point.
Yes.
I want to put away the math book for a second and
yes.
try to get to know you and understand what type of disabilities or what type of things is stopping you from being able to comprehend,
yes.
because this is about comprehending.
Yes.
And you have a lot of people who are not spiritually minded. They are still dealing with natural things.
Mm.
And as teachers, it is important that we deal with individuals.
That's
because this is an individual walk.
Yes, it is.
And teachers have to care enough about souls,
yes.
to really look beyond a person's inability to comprehend what you're saying and love them enough to sit down with them and try to really pray with them and get with them to get to that place.
Now, see, Elder, you speak in my language, because now you're going from the natural to the spirit.
Uh-huh.
See, I love you enough to see, to discern what is taking place with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to intercede, and I'm going to stand in the gap. I'm going to pray. I'm going to tarry with you until whatever it is that God is doing, because only God can convert that heart.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that you got another pillar standing in the gap. And when you're wrong, my sister or my brother, I'm going to show you in the Word. I'm not going to show you in Evangelist 101. I'm going to show you in the Holy Bible.
Amen.
Therefore, you don't have no argument with it. If you're arguing with anyone, you'll be arguing with God. Shame on you. But you won't be arguing with Evangelist, because I'm going to take you to the Word.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Ooh, are we though, Elder?
You know what
I'm
saying?
You know, we say that, but are we?
Amen.
Are we?
A lot of times we're not.
Why?
We're impatient.
Mm.
A lot of times we want to see what we want to see.
Mm.
We don't want to wait and see. And that's the thing with God, it requires patience. Even though his second coming may seem like it's delayed,
yes.
but it is not going to be denied, and the perfect time is going to come.
That's right.
In the meantime, we have to understand letting patience have its perfect work.
Amen.
And in order for patience to have its perfect work, we have to have vision to be able to see what God is doing.
And also, Elder, there has to be an accountability.
Uh-huh.
We have to be accountable one to another. If I know that my sister just came to church last Sunday and God was dealing with her with that altar, if I see my sister struggling and tiptoeing back out there, I, who is spiritually minded, am supposed to go back and draw her. By loving kindness have I drawn thee.
And ain't that what the scripture says? Doesn't it say, you know, if a brother is overtaken in a fault,
yes.
you who are spiritual, restore that brother in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself?
But, Elder, the problem that I'm having and I'm seeing is a lot of us are not spiritual enough to even be able to store the brother. So it is the blind leading the blind.
Uh-huh.
So I can't help give in to you what I don't put into myself. See, when you are really getting this thing, Elder White, and you are really sitting down and learning, then it requires some discipline, and it requires me to come up. I can no longer say, well, you know, when I was 7 years old, I gave my life to Christ. Well, there should be some spiritual growth from the time I was 7.
Yeah.
Last year, I shouldn't be still doing the same things that I'm doing this year.
Yeah.
So my question is, when the scripture talks about those of us that are spiritually mature, we are supposed to restore. The problem is, many of us are not spiritually mature. We babe still, too.
That is correct. And not only that, you know, the scriptures also talks about how you're going to restore or deal with somebody else.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Where they are at when they have a beam in their eye.
Come on.
When you got a big old telephone, you know, you got a big telephone pole sticking out of your eye. You know, first get the beam out of your
Jesus.
Eye and get yourself straight before you go and try to straighten out somebody else.
Amen.
You see, so a lot of this is about self-examination.
Come on.
It comes back
inventory.
Down to getting ready.
Yes.
And getting ready is about, number one, examining yourself.
That's right.
And we should all have come to some place of repentance.
That's
the
right.
first step.
First.
The first step is repentance.
It's
our hearts being converted. Mm. From being converted from that stony heart to a heart
yes,
of flesh.
Lord.
You understand? That
yes.
is so important.
And
you know, that we always come back to a place of humility,
yes,
and come back to that place of repentance, and so that we don't, you know, get caught up into thinking that it's all about us. You know, sometimes
exactly,
we start thinking it's all about me,
right,
what I think, what I feel,
yes,
how I see.
How I see, yes.
Uh-huh, and we never get to that step of thinking corporately as a body.
Yes.
So you got to get individuals straight first before you can even move on to the next level.
And let me tell you, Elder, I truly believe that any pastor or teacher should be anointed enough by God to be able to teach to the babes all the way to the seasoned saint.
Amen.
There should be a level of comprehension all across. Bible study should not just be directed only to the babes. You should be able to teach where each and every person can get fed and be able to stay in that area. You know, I see so many beautiful men and women of God, babes, that are in the house of God that came in to get fed, to get held, to get nurtured, to be loved, to help get delivered. And I've seen a lot of us let them die right where they are. And my heart cries out for not only an intercession for them, but God, give us another opportunity to get it right.
Yeah.
Their souls are at stake, and we cannot expect them to know the difference like someone who's been in 10 and 15 years in leadership or got a title or whatever. Let me tell you, just because you have a title or a position, it is nothing without an anointing. If you don't come with an anointing, if you don't come with humility, if you don't come with love, I notice, Elder, and I'm just going to go how God is leading me. A lot of people in leadership have not been completely delivered in their own hearts. They broken, they hurt, they mad, they bitter. And so they get up under the title of what's supposed to be holy, and they just lash out anything to the people. And while you were trying to hit so many goats, the goats are ducking and you hitting sheep. And so we have to be able, even as leadership, to know when to say, you know what, wait a minute, not just with the people that may be up, but even with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
This talk show that God is going to allow us to do just for this particular lesson, we didn't even get into the standing. We are still in the sitting, and that's a lot of what's going on. We people come in and they sit for just a minute. Oh, I see a gift. I see a talent. It's good to see that gift. That means you have discernment. It's good to see that talent, but there has to be a cultivation. There, that you can't have someone with a talent and gift that's not saved just get up.
Well, you gotta look at people's. With you know, this dealing with being ready, getting ready, is you know, we're not going to be able to get done in one or two sessions.
That's right.
It's very important.
Yes.
You know, I feel that this is probably one of the most important.
Yes, sir.
You know, because you're going to always have to come back.
Yes.
You know what? Because sometimes we have to sharpen our swords.
Yes.
We have to realize sometimes when we are getting dull, even as leaders, you know, sometimes
yes,
you get worn out.
Yes.
You have to know how to go back to the, you know, to the get ready stage.
Yes.
And
yes,
go back and get replenished and get refreshed.
Yes.
And be revived.
Amen. I love that.
You know, revival is important.
Yes,
and
it
so
is.
We have to go back sometimes to those beginning works,
mm,
you know, and sometimes to get rest for our souls. And that's very important. We're not going to be able to, you know, do this in one or two sessions.
Amen. And, you know, I encourage everyone who has tuned in and listened in. I'm getting your texts as well. So praise God that you're loving this as we are on the air live. I wanted to encourage you to go all the way back to the sitting stage. Whether you're a bishop, pastor, evangelist, prophetess, a lay member, a teacher, go back to the sitting stage because it's something that you have missed that God wants you to get. And just because you go back to the sitting stage does not mean you will not get up in your season to go back to running, walking, or standing.
It's like falling in love with Jesus again.
Mm.
What's wrong with that?
Amen.
Sometimes we need to just be refreshed in our love for God.
I love that, Elder. Oh, my gosh, I love that. As Elder said, this is not going to be a one or two, so we pray that you continue to tune in every Saturday at 7 a.m. I want to give a shout-out to A-Dub. Today's your birthday. Happy blessed day, sir.
God bless you, my brother.
I am your host, Evangelist White.
And I'm Elder White.
And we just want to thank you for tuning in. We pray that something, a scripture, a word, some type of revelation has brought into your spirit that says, what season am I really in? We love you. If nobody else tells you, and so do God. And we will see you again next week, same time. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless you.